Some days are like that. The dream that my door won't lock and my patient is dying. I only studied bio in college, dropped chem, a night class. The phone rings. It's my sister, the doctor. She wonders what to do about Mama. 10 years dead this October, has cancer. What options do we have? In the U.S. alone, 1,132,206 people have died of a much-denied virus. Hospitals overwhelmed. An American thing, this denial. Did you know, in some countries people rent graves? 10 to 20 years in the Netherlands, 3 years in Greece. Grave diggers pray the bodies have skeletonized before raising the bones. My siblings and I buried Mama's ashes in my eldest sister's yard, along with some wildflower seeds. I don't know if they've bloomed yet. Papa once insisted his be buried with Mama's. Now he says he doesn't remember her. He remembers his paramour, the love of his life, the one he never threw down the stairs. I want to ask a pastor what it means to honor one's father. Ask my father's sister. In the dream, someone stolen my dining room table. Nothing left but decayed floorboards and a couple of holes. To walk means to fall through a gap between the floor and the ceiling below. My sister calls again, wants to know what to do about Mama. 10 years dead and has cancer.